Then Jesus arose from that place and journeyed off into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he went into a house, and he would have no one know it, but could not be hid. For behold, a Canaanite woman of that region, whose small daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by race, but she cried to him, saying, Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is sorely afflicted with a demon. And she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Dismiss her, for she is crying after us. Then he answering said, I was not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she made obeisance to him, saying, Lord, help me. And Jesus said to her, Let the children get filled up first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. But she answered and said to him, Oh yes, Lord. For even the little dogs eat of the children's crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answering said to her, O woman, great is your faith. For this answer your request is granted. Go your way, the demon has gone out from your daughter. So her daughter was restored from that hour, and on going back home she found that the demon had gone out, and her daughter was lying on the bed. Then again, leaving the district of Tyre and Sidon, he came toward the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the Decapolis region. And they brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and besought him to lay his hand on him. So taking him aside from the multitude, he put his fingers into his ears, and spat and touched his tongue, and looking up, toward heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which means, Be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the stricture of his tongue was released and he began speaking clearly. Then he charged them not to tell anyone, but the more he charged them the more they kept proclaiming it. And they were amazed beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then Jesus came along by the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on a mountain and sat down there. And there came to him great multitudes, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the dumb, the maimed, and many others, and they hastened to place them at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, so that the crowds marveled at seeing the dumb speaking, the maimed restored, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now in those days, there being a great multitude with nothing to eat, Jesus summoned his disciples and said to them, I am moved with compassion on the multitude, for they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them off hungry to their homes, lest they grow faint on the road, for some of them came a long way. So his disciples answered him, Where shall we find loaves enough here in a desolate place to satisfy so great a multitude? And Jesus asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, Seven, and a few little fish. Then he commanded the throng to recline on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves and the fish and giving thanks, he broke them and gave to his disciples to serve, and they set them before the people. So all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 basketfuls of the fragments that remained, and those eating were about 4,000 men, besides women and children. He then sent away the multitude, and immediately boarding the boat with his disciples went to the district of Dalmanutha, to the neighborhood of Magdala. Then came forth to him the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they began to cavil at him, demanding that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven, making a test of him. But he answering said to them, In the evening you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning, it will be a stormy day, for the sky is red and menacing. You hypocrites, the face of the sky you indeed know how to read, but the signs of the times you cannot recognize. And groaning deeply in his spirit he said, Why is this generation demanding a sign? A generation that is wicked and adulterous is demanding a miraculous sign, and verily, I say to you, no sign will be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them, and boarding the boat once more went off to the farther shore. Now they had forgotten to take bread, and except for 1 loaf they had none with them in the boat. And when his disciples reached the farther shore, Jesus warned them, saying, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and of Herod. So they began to question with one another, saying, Is it because we brought no loaves? But Jesus perceiving it said to them, Why question with one another, you of little faith, because you did not bring loaves? Do you not perceive yet, nor understand? Are your hearts still unresponsive? Do you have eyes, but do not see? And ears, but do not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They answered him, 12. And when the 7 for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. So he said to them, How is it you do not understand? Why, do you not see that it was not concerning bread I told you to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Then they understood that he had not warned them of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then came he to Bethsaida, and men brought to him a blind man and besought him to touch him. And taking the blind man by the hand, he led him out of the village. Then he put spittle on his eyes, and laying his hands upon him asked if he saw anything. And looking up he said, I see the men, they appear like walking trees. Then he laid his hands upon his eyes again and had him look up, and he was restored and beheld them all clearly. So he sent him off to his home, saying, Go not into the village, nor tell anyone in the village.